Chapter 24 Sacrifices.
You have suffered. I know this. You have come to the abyss and almost surrendered yourselves to it. That changes now. I am Father, General, Lord, and Mentor. I shall teach you, if I can, and pass on the knowledge I have gained. Honor, self-sacrifice, self-reliance, brotherhood. It is our Promethean creed, and all must adhere to it if we are to prosper. Let this be the first lesson.
Primarch Vulcan, in his inaugural address on Terra to the survivors of the 18th Legion. Numion didn't know who had survived the battle. He was lying face down, his armor's sensors screaming in a rash of red warning icons. Undoubtedly, the fall had saved his life. He hoped it had taken others with him. Groaning, he rolled onto his back and fought to bring the physical trauma under control. Pulse was returning to normal, breathing also. He waited in silence and in darkness for his body to repair and his armor systems to reboot and stabilize. Someone stirred in the darkness next to him. Shenra's battle plate was split, gored by blades and shell holes. His cybernetic eye flickered and went dead.
"Lost the half-track," he croaked.
Numion managed to nod.
"Lit those traitors up well, though, didn't it?"
said the old tech marine, smiling as he passed out. His vital signs were holding. Shenra yet lived. There were others, too, some less fortunate than Shenra. After Leodrak and Hryak had escaped with the human, Numion had returned to the manufactory. Avis was dead, giving up his life so his kinsmen could get away. He had saved Numion in the process, then killed the other two word-bearers into the sacrificial bargain. A melter bomb at close range. The third legionary, another sniper, and probably one of those responsible for the shooting of Helon, Uzak, and Sharka, had fallen back before the raptor's impassioned onslaught. Avis was another kill notch on his rifle now, the word-bearer's disengagement from the fight leaving Numion impotent to enact vengeance or make his own sacrifice. By the time he got to the others, the fight had spilled out onto the streets. Domardus was down, Pergellan nowhere to be seen. Kegosi and Shenra remained, surrounded by the dead and dying. In desperation, the tech marine set off a seismic charge, hoping to take their enclosing enemies with them. He succeeded in part, but collapsed the manufactory's already weak foundations. Numion remembered the ground coming apart beneath him, the sense of weightlessness akin to the last moments of a drop pod insertion. Debris was coming down on top of him. A chunk ripped off his right pauldron and sent radial fractures up his arm. He clutched the sigil, Vulcan's sigil, as they touched down in water. A sewer pipe, running fast, carrying them away from the battle, cheating them of the honorable death they had all earned. Half-submerged, the air rank with the stink of effluvia. Numion stared up at the ceiling as crawling sewer vermin came to inspect the latest offerings from above, but found them brittle and tough.
"Kogosi,"
he breathed.
"I am here. Can you move?"
"Not yet."
"Then wait for a time. Wait until you can," said Numion.
"I'm not going anywhere, Pyre Captain."
"Good,"
Numion answered, half dazed and drifting in and out of consciousness.
"That's good."
He still clung to the sigil and lifted the hammer icon into a shaft of light lancing through a crack in the wall to inspect it. It was smeared with grime. Numion used his thumb to clean the sigil and was reminded of when he saw it last on Istvan.